questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
So this morning we have Jemima Tiatia Seith, who is the co-head of school Te Wānanga o Waipapa, School of Māori Studies and Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland. Jemima, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Cool.
Kia ora.
Well, kia ora. What are we talking about today, Jemima?
I think we're talking about period poverty and the health survey around that.
Cool. So what do you want to tell us a little bit about the survey and maybe some of its findings?
Yeah, sure. So for 2019 was the last wave, and it's a huge survey that was undertaken across lots of secondary schools across New Zealand, looking at like health and wellbeing and all that type of stuff, and family issues, a whole heap of issues. And of that, we were able to extrapolate some stuff around period poverty and how it's it's actually a huge issue and a government priority for our young girls in particular, and those not being able to afford sanitary products around that. And obviously going into COVID or under the COVID climate, that can only be exacerbated. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm here to talk about.
So do you, Jemima, it's Tess here, do you find what the government's done recently in having free sanitary products for girls in school, is that going to help, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's cool and everything. But I think what we're kind of missing, the whole point around, is the lack of addressing the wider issue, which is actually poverty and families having to choose, say, putting food on the table, as opposed to providing sanitary products for the women in their household. So that's been a problem. And I don't think we know too much about it in terms of why it's inequitable, the distribution of sanitary products, and how it is a basic human need for our, you know, for our females and those who identify or biologically still female.
Yeah. So what else would you like to see from the government?
I think, like, you have organisations like Kids Can, right, who are basically addressing the basic needs for families, with raincoats, food packages, and they're also in this space. And I guess for those that are already in those existing spaces, they should probably be supported a lot more. Mm. That's what I think. And I guess we're missing the rural areas, also the kind of disparity between ethnic groups, Māori, Pacific, and the general population. Like, 1 in 5 Pacific females, for instance, can't afford period products. So that's like 7% experience period poverty every month. And what that says, what that impacts, is that these young girls then don't end up going to school because they don't have the means to, look after themselves at their time of the month. And so you can see how it's just a snowballing effect and just perpetual inequities, even around period poverty. So you can see how it's a bigger picture.
So, because you're part of the Auckland University's Adolescent Health Research Group, will you guys be conducting more research around some of that stuff and hope to sort of propose some changes?
That's the plan. Obviously, the data is still a bit raw and it needs to be teased out because it's so rich.
Yeah.
And lots of things. But Kids Can, I was also involved along with Dr. Shiloh Groot and Linda Nicola. We were involved in a Kids Can research project around period poverty, and that report and those findings also complement adolescent health research findings.
Yeah.
So they're all saying the same kind of things, and I guess it also just it hasn't been taken up as seriously as it should.
Yeah. So what's next for you in terms of research? Do you have something else on the go or just slowly getting back?
Completely different, but kind of in the space of mental health and well-being, I'm looking at climate change, the nexus between climate change and mental health and well-being. So that's next. There's lots to do, but
huge topic to tackle.
Yeah, and I suspect, you know, post-COVID, there'll be so much more to tackle, so much more.
So. Well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Jemima. It's really interesting research.
No worries. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Okay. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.